Gabe Barrett is a former Murray State University student. He graduated from Auburn University in Alabama with his degree in English, where he also played football with the Tigers. Barrett is the author of The College Strategy Guide and The One Pass College Life, but his latest book is a departure. The novel Walking Against the Wind is subtitled Going Postal in a Zombie-Filled World. The book's set in eastern Kentucky, and it's an answer to the question, after the zombie apocalypse, who's going to deliver the mail? Gabe Barrett, thank you for joining me.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Appreciate you having me.
So let's start. I'm going to read the synopsis from the book cover. It's been 2 years since the outbreak, but crazy half-dead creatures are still gallivanting around the country like they own the place. Folks are doing their best to get back to life as normal, and a big part of that is the mail arriving on time. Now a storm's about to roll through the foothills of eastern Kentucky, and the forecast projects rain all week. It's a good thing the postman carries mail in one hand and a shotgun in the other. Okay, tell me how you came up with this crazy idea.
Okay, honestly, I was sitting at a friend of mine's house, and we were watching this random reality show. And I can't remember the name of the show, but it was about this gun store, right? So people were constantly coming in and buying guns and testing them out. And it's just, just a ridiculous show. But I remember watching one episode, and this guy comes in, and he's, like, checking out this really cool sawed-off shotgun. And he's kind of messing with it and playing with it. And the guy behind the counter says, so what do you do? What's your occupation? And the guy looks at him, and he goes, I'm a postman, and he racks the shotgun. I was like, man, that was awesome. And so I started thinking, there's a story in that somewhere where there's this postman, he's got that shotgun, and he's doing something. I thought, zombies. You know, and I don't know, all of it just kind of came together, and that's when I wrote the first chapter. Was a couple of days later, and eventually after about, can't even remember how long it took, a couple of years to get the whole book finished. But that was the moment where I was like, man, there's a story in there somewhere.
So you immediately associated the shotgun with zombies. Is there something that you've always been interested in there? Is zombies been a big thing for you? Or was it just, I guess, maybe that zombies are a big thing in general right now?
Well, yeah, zombies is something I'm very interested in. I don't know if it's an opponent that's so hard to beat because, what do you do to stop them? You can't reason with them. You can't make them scared. It's just a very interesting bad guy, if you will. And so it was a cool thing. And then, yeah, something about the shotgun just goes with zombies, just kind of hand in hand. And then that's probably from the popular culture, all the movies and all that. But, it just makes sense. Shotgun and zombies, I don't know.
And your main character, he's referred to only as the postman. And to me, that kind of ties his identity to his job. So what's the purpose of the story, not giving him a name in the story?
Well, for one reason, it's being told kind of third person. And so in my head, the guy that's telling you the story doesn't really know his name because he wasn't there. It's kind of certain how many degrees from the actual story kind of thing. But then, yeah, like you're saying, it ties in. The postman, that's who he is. His name is not really important anymore because who he is now is this postman, this person that delivers mail and, gets the job done. And his name's just kind of irrelevant.
The story takes place in eastern Kentucky. Is that significant to the story, where it's set?
Well, I lived there in eastern Kentucky for a little while, a few years, and so I kind of got an idea of the culture and the landscape. So it's helpful to kind of write what you know. But also there's a small town called Burnside, and it's a real place. And it's a peninsula. It's set up on this river. And so it's surrounded by water on three sides. And it's this like little town, and it's got a golf course next to it, right, which makes really great land for farming. And so it just made sense to have this town there. Like it really would happen in theory. You could turn the golf course into tobacco farms. Tobacco grows really well in that part of the country. And that's a theme in the story with the tobacco and the farming and, the people of the town. And so it just kind of made sense. I just did some research and found that city and was like, man, let's go there.
Of the places that you've lived, because, you said you've lived in a few different locations in your lifetime. What was it about Kentucky that kind of drew you in to make that the setting for your story?
I really just love the people there. I've got a lot of really good friends that either still live there or from Kentucky. I love the weather, just the hills and the grass, and it's just a great place. And so it's just a really cool place to write a story in that setting.
And, you know, back to the little bit more about zombies, which is something that is a lot of fun to talk about. Right. You know, let's just admit that. You know, it's really something that's infested the popular culture.
Right.
You know, if I can even say the word infested in this context. So I'm wondering, and it's a lot to me, that zombies these days are more about fun than they are about horror. Where do you find your book fitting into that kind of popular culture as opposed to maybe the classic view of zombies?
Right. The book's definitely not your typical horror, you know, blood and guts kind of thing. I mean, that stuff's definitely in there with all zombie stories. But, yeah, it has a lot of fun. It's more of a playful kind of story than the typical Romero style, where it's very intense, very, you know, charged with that kind of gritty horror kind of action. It's more, you know, let's have some fun with zombies. And so it fits in that kind of in between range.
So is there a sequel on the radar right now?
Well, it's definitely a book that could have sequels. This book only follows a week out of the postman's life. And so you could definitely talk about, well, what happened the next week or the next month? You know, and there's all sorts of stories you could throw in there. But really the book that's been on my mind for a while now is, you know, similar, same world, same zombie, you know, outbreak and all that. But what if you had some people from Athens, Georgia, fighting people from Troy, Alabama? And so you had this, like, Iliad kind of thing with a land full of zombies. So you got hillbillies and rednecks and zombies in a setting similar to the Iliad. I don't know. It just seems like an interesting idea.
Well, I look forward to that book whenever it comes out, you know, if it comes to fruition here. Gabe Barrett, you know, the author of the new book, Walking Against the Wind, which is subtitled Going Postal in a Zombie-Filled World. Thanks very much for speaking with me.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me.